My father was in the army for 22 years and was demobbed in October 1945. We lived in St. Paul's in two rooms with five children, and my dad literally haunted the council house until a few days before Christmas Day. We were given a council house in Southmead. My mother was overjoyed, absolutely. We'd never had a house before. We'd always gone all over the country with the army and been in flats mostly.
Well, it was a new estate, so we didn't know how it was going to turn out. It was all sort of young parents with young kids.
Because I moved in Southmead when I was about three. Because houses down there were slum clearance. It was all pulled down. And the people downtown, they moved out here. And Ringwood Crescent, when I moved into Ringwood, there was no lights, no lamps, no roads, no payments when we moved in there.
I was born in St. Paul's. We had to move out because they called it the slum clearance, but it was poverty. It was really in the dark parts of Bristol. You know, I had the two brothers and sisters. We were all like sleeping in one great big room, and people that were there, they came down with their buckets, one toilet. You can imagine it was terrible. Dad couldn't get work on the docks. He'd walk from Milk Street, which is where I live, to Avonmouth, and come back. What's the matter, Tom? There's no work, no work. So I was about 10 when I came out to Southmead, 1936, and I was scared. We were the underdogs, put it that way, you know.
We had nothing, had absolutely nothing when we came here. Believe it or not, we were drinking out of jam jars. My dad made lockers for our bedrooms with orange boxes, and my mum sewed curtains and put around them. And we were always hungry, always. I can't ever remember not being hungry.